Kia ora and welcome back. And well, it wouldn't be a Tuesday without hearing from our friends at Scorpio Books. And we have on the line Josh this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Hello, good morning.
How are you going?
I'm great. I assume you must have talked about it, but I've just been enamored with what happened at the Oscars. So that's been my whole day for the last 24 hours.
Yes, yeah, no, I did talk about that this morning.
I woke up this morning and I thought, God, this is one of those days where I kind of miss being on radio, you know? This would have been such a field day.
Oh, no, it really has been fun. A few moments from it, other than, you know, aside from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
yeah.
it's an exciting time in Hollywood because they're all insane, really.
Yeah, I mean, it really takes a war show to remind us that these people are truly, truly insane individuals.
There's something about the art of acting that no sane person is interested in doing it, really.
Definitely. And speaking of insane people, the book I'm talking about today has a lot of them, Liam.
Excellent segue. Well done.
Thank you. So, the book that I've read recently and very much enjoyed and would like to talk about is called The Atlas Six by Olivi Blake. It's got an interesting history behind it. It was originally a self-published, like only on kind of like Amazon ebook kind of thing. Someone just wrote, and then a bunch of people on TikTok found it and were like, this is really good, and I wish there was a physical copy. And then a bunch of publishing companies were like, well, we should do that. And they all had a bidding war, and then one of them won, and now we have a physical edition.
Wow, TikTok wins everything, controls everything, doesn't it?
It really does. It's pretty wild. But, so that's kind of how it came to be, thanks to, I think, Macmillan Brown, I think, won the thing in the end. I don't know. But someone won it. Now there's a physical copy. I got to read it, and it's very good. It's basically like this dark academia. It's very YA. It's very sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Or very kind of like magic. It's out of the comfort zone of what I tend to read. I don't usually gravitate towards kind of like YA, interpersonal relationships, like kind of, you know, romance-y subplots kind of books. But I thought this one looked interesting. And I was pleasantly surprised. Basically, in this world, there's this thing called the Alexandrian Society, which is a group of magicians, although in this world they're called mediums, which are like the magic users.
Right, okay.
And they've kind of had the secret society for ages, and every 10 years they invite six new recruits, kind of the six most unique and best mediums in the world at the time, and they work for a year in various tasks, and then at the end of it, five out of the six of them are chosen to join the society. So very kind of, what's the word? Like that pitch sounds like probably lots of other books that people have read, you know, lots of other stories, you know, oh, there's a group of people and some of them will get chosen, blah, blah, blah. But what's really cool about this is that, all six of the characters get their own, POV chapters. So you kind of see into the heads of all six. In terms of the prose and the writing style, all six of them feel like very unique and fleshed out and interesting, which is something I feel like I haven't seen in a book in a while. Maybe because I've mostly been reading books that are very kind of focused on one perspective. But I really feel like by the end of it, I really had a sense of who each of these six people were, which ones I loved, which ones I hated, what they were about, you know, a bit of their backstory, all of that stuff. It felt very well realized, which you don't always get in these kind of like magical fantasy stuff where it feels like it's more about kind of the plot than it is the characters. But it's nice to feel very grounded in the characters.
Yeah, especially with six characters as well. Like that's an impressive effort, actually.
Definitely, especially because, I mean, the book's not huge. It's, I don't know, maybe 300 and something. So it's not, you know, it's not a massive book. But, yeah, I feel like every character has kind of their unique trait in the magic that they use, but also like that the magic they use directly impacts like their personality in quite an interesting way. So
right.
It makes sense that the person who can control like you know, earthquakes and rocks and that kind of stuff would be very kind of like temperamental, but very like, you know, confident and strong. And the person who can read inside someone's mind and kind of pick out their thoughts would be very kind of like sly and, you know, always trying to get something out of people and all that kind of stuff. The powers really directly impact their personality in quite interesting ways. And I like it as well that it's a YA, but the characters aren't like 14, because I always get annoyed when I'm reading YA and the characters are 14 and they're saying all these like eloquent, like interesting things, and I'm like, I want to believe this, but also I know when I was 14 I was just like a bumbling idiot. I don't believe that you would be able to like have this level of like emotional maturity at the age you are.
They always seem very observant, and teenagers so focused on themselves. I know,
like, exactly. Like, I feel like you read YA, and they're like, they're 15, and then they're like Socrates in the way they see the world. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure when I was 15, all I cared about was, like, how many pimples I had, you know?
Yes,
like,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so the characters here, they're basically, like, yo pros, essentially. They're all kind of, like, 20, 22 to, like, 25, either like just out of university or kind of been in their jobs for a couple years kind of age. So when they start talking about these grand ideas, it feels more like, okay, you're like old enough that this makes sense that you'd be talking about this. But still young enough that it's like they have, you know, some maturing to do and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's the first book in what is going to be a series. I think the next one comes out later this year. So now's the time to get onto it. It's been a while since I started a series, and it hasn't all finished yet, and I feel like I can get excited for the next one. But I'm very much looking forward to the next one coming out, and I may even read this one again before it does.
So, yeah, was it... I don't know the background of this. So was it kind of supposed to be a one and done, then got a lot of traction behind it type thing?
I can't imagine it was meant to be a one and done, because the ending is very much like there's going to be another one kind of ending, without spoiling anything. But I'm sure as any writer dreams, I'm sure that they hoped that they would get picked up and published and that kind of stuff. But I think they just wrote it because they loved it. Self-published it and were like, you know, I'm sure they were working on the second and just assumed they would self-publish that as well, and then just happened to stumble into popularity, and now to all of our you know, happiness, because now we have this beautiful physical copy. And it's very nice, it's a very nice cover, very nice design. It's even got it's got illustrations in the book, which I miss so much. I feel like kids' books always have these beautiful, like, full-page drawings every now and then in the book just to kind of keep the kids entertained.
Yeah.
And then you get older and they're like, no more drawings in books, only words forever.
Yeah, adults like pictures too, you know?
Exactly. And so this has, like, there's probably only, like, eight, maybe ten of them in the book, but they're just these, like, full-page, like, black and white drawings of the characters. And it just makes you feel more like, oh, okay, like, I had a picture of kind of what they look like, and this fills in the gaps when you see the photo. So I it's a little thing, but it's very nice to have in a book.
And once again, what is that book called?
It is called The Atlas Six by Olive Blake. It's an interesting spelling. It's a pseudonym. So it's spelled Olivie Blake. And yeah, you can get it at Scorpio Books. I'm pretty sure he's still got a couple copies on the shelf.
And if they want to come in and grab that book, because you've sold it very well, where can they find Scorpio Books?
They can find Scorpio Books at 120 Hereford Street is the technical address. But if you know where the BNZ Center is, we're inside there. And there's plenty of other fantastic books as well, if this one, for some strange reason, didn't appeal to you. So yeah, come on in.